Is this Jeff?
Yeah.
This is Joe from Chevelle.
Big time for Chevelle on the road with Linkin Park, no doubt, this weekend for our Badass Weekend number 6 in Seattle.
No, we're on a headlining tour right now.
Oh, so it's Chevelle with Linkin Park. Cool. So
we're playing one show with them, yeah.
So it's not actually a tour. It's a really special event then.
For K-Rock LA?
No, the Seattle show.
Oh.
You do know you're playing Seattle this weekend, right?
No, I think we're doing a lot of radio shows right now across the country, and I think we're playing 2 shows with Linkin Park then.
So it's the Chevelle Linkin Park World Tour, which consists of 2 dates, one in LA and one in Seattle.
I suppose so.
Okay.
I play bass. I don't know what's going on at all.
Well, Joe, that actually makes 2 of us because I didn't get to your bio this afternoon like I should have. I have no clue what you guys are up to these days.
It's been great. It's been almost 7 weeks now, and we're getting ready to go home for Christmas. Yeah, our year is done. It's been about 20 months, I'd say, touring.
Sounds like you deserve a little time at home with the family.
Just 3 brothers.
Are you really brothers or just?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know we're 3 brothers?
Uh-uh. But I don't like to read bios. I hate bios because then it sounds like,
oh, they're crap.
I'm a DJ and it says here that you work with someone really cool on your album, you know?
Yeah, it's really lame. Those are terrible. They're 3 brothers.
Well, you'd think I would know that, dude. Apparently, I haven't been doing my research and I am apologizing to you right now.
That's okay.
15 years in rock and roll, you'd think I'd have it figured out. Check out the band's freaking website first before talking to the guy.
That's okay. You know, they probably won't even say that on the website.
It's probably just more bio.
Yeah.
If you were going to write your own bio, the real bio, what would it say, man?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, come on. Yes, we do.
I would not write a bio. I would force people to read the band's bulletin board and learn everything from those crazy kids that are on there.
Yes.
Totally. We got nominated for a Billboard Music Award. I just learned that.
Well, that's cool. Maybe you can get in the middle of Christina Aguilera and Madonna next time.
Well, what about Closure, you guys? That's playing Closure?
The band Closure?
No, our third single.
Well, freaking new guy gets to play it at night. I haven't been rolling it here.
Oh, really? Well, Closure's number 1 for K-Rock New York.
Wow.
On that station, yeah.
Is this your first time charting number 1 on a station?
No, we've been number 1 on all 3 of our songs on that station.
Wow. There you go. You just wrote your own bio, man. See, it was easy.
Hey, this is Joe from Chevelle. You're listening to Jeff Scott on 94.5 Spokane's, what was it?
Best Rock.
Spokane's Best Rock.
About 94.5 way home with Chevelle, one of the 2 bands playing Badass Weekend number 6 this weekend in Seattle, and Stacey Hobeck is on her way. All right, Joe, true or false, do you agree with this statement? I think the second stage is better than the first sometimes at Ozfest.
Oh, yeah, the year that we were on second stage, it was great.
Yeah, see, and you're a case in point on that matter.
Although this last year kind of
just come right out and say it, man. You know?
Last year we wanted it to be really good, but it wasn't.
Ozzy didn't even show up in our neck of the woods. He was
really
sick, so he didn't make it to Ozfest.
Oh, that's right. He missed a couple.
Yeah, that was it. One of them. But
main stage this year I thought was awesome, but second stage was kind of lacking. I mean, Cradle of Filth.
Now, for one thing, is this true or not? Do they actually charge bands to play on second stage?
Oh, yeah, they do.
That's got to be hard, because you're not going to have the talented bands with the big bucks. It's either or, you know?
Yeah, well, the headlining bands on the second stage can get paid, but not very much.
Hey, Ma, can I borrow just another $29.9, please?
Oh, it's a ridiculously high amount.
Wow. Did the bands actually have to pay Ozzy to be there? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it helps. It really, you have to do that because they need to pay for the stage and there's a lot of costs involved,
right,
with the tour on, so it really does. I don't think they make a lot of money off of the second stage band.
But you are getting an awesome opportunity to really shine a little bit. So I guess it could be worth it. Kind of an investment on your future, perhaps.
Oh, it's definitely worth it for the band if the label can afford it.
All right, Joe. Well, thank you for spending time with us this afternoon. I hope you make it out to Spokane sometime. I really do.
I swear we've been there before. I'm sure we'll be back.
Okay.
We'll be there for sure.
And be sure to say hi to Stacey Hobeck for us this weekend, our grand prize Badass Weekend number 6 for the Battle of Seattle, Linkin Park, and you guys.
You want to try it again?
Hey, this is Joe from Chevelle. You're listening to Jeff Scott on 94.5. Spokane's Best Rock.
It's a keeper. Shine down from the inside. Rock 94 to halfway home on the outside, and the Aussie Death Watch continues. The Aussie Death Watch clock has been moved up another minute and a half tonight, now standing at 11 hours and 58 and a half minutes, where earlier today he fell off his ATV. He broke his collarbone, 6 ribs, and a vertebrae in his neck. Surgeons also trying to stem some bleeding into his lungs at this point, and that's why I've inched the Aussie death clock up to 11:58 and a half tonight. Rock 94 and a half, home plate for the Coors Light Monday Night Football Party. Check in with Trip Rogers, giving away $945 if St. Louis or Cleveland scores a touchdown on the opening kickoff. And he's also got tickets for the battle in Seattle, Gonzaga Bulldogs versus Missouri Tigers this weekend. You could be there from the home plate tonight.
Welcome to